Welcome to the podcast of William Patterson University's chapter of the Society of Professional Journalists, or WPSPJ, where voices from the news industry guide us and inspire our future. On this podcast, we'll spotlight the activities of the nationally recognized Society of Professional Journalists chapter at William Patterson University in Wayne, New Jersey. We are the reporters of today and tomorrow, committed to SPJ's mission of diversity and democracy, and inspiring successive generations of talented individuals to become dedicated journalists.
Hey everyone, I'm Nick Hershon, a journalism professor at William Patterson University, and the advisor for the William Patterson Society of Professional Journalists, or WPSBJ. I'm also the showrunner for the WPSBJ podcast, and I'm excited to host this episode with the former graduate student liaison of our SBJ chapter, Beatrice Amune.
Thanks, Dr. Hershon. I graduated from William Patterson University with my master's degree in professional communication last May, but WPSPJ is a family I'll always belong to, and some of my best moments at William Patterson University were with WPSPJ. For instance, starring the Al Jazeera Bureau at the United Nations, shadowing a lacrosse announcer at Nassau Coliseum, sitting in the press box during hockey games at UBS Arena on Long Island and the Prudential Center in Newark, and the event we're here to talk about today is one of the most memorable.
Yeah, this one was special. WPSBJ recently attended a performance of an off-Broadway musical named The Connector. It's a show about a young journalist who fabricates stories for a monthly magazine, making up sources and scenes and fooling his editor. The plot is driven along by these energetic songs written by the composer Jason Robert Brown, who's won 3 Tony Awards. It's fiction, but it's very similar to the story of a real-life lying journalist, Stephen Glass, who fabricated stories for the New Republic magazine in the late 1990s.
Yes. While we were watching the show, I kept thinking about Stephen Glass and the movie that our SPJ chapter screened about him, Shattered Glass. The Connector and Shattered Glass share similarities, notably in their exploration of themes related to deception, ambition, and the consequences of unethical behavior. For instance, both lead characters saying lines like, "Are you mad at me?" Now, of course, that's beside the wonderful singing in The Connector.
Yeah, I've gone to a lot of Broadway shows over the years. I thought this one was especially fun, really propulsive singing. And our group all loved the show. But what made that matinee performance even sweeter was what happened afterward. I mentioned before, the show follows a journalist who fools his editor. And that editor is played by Scott Bakula. He's best known for playing the lead in a television series named Quantum Leap that aired from 1989 to 1993. In Quantum Leap, he played this time-traveling physicist who leaps through space and time to take the place of other people to correct historical mistakes. And he won a Golden Globe for that role in 1992. Bakula also played Captain Jonathan Archer on Star Trek Enterprise in the early 2000s. And he was a special agent on NCIS New Orleans from 2014 to 2021. It was pretty cool seeing such a big television star on stage.
Yes, I thought that his performance was extraordinary. Also, his nuanced interpretation added depth to the narrative, which made the entire show really engaging for me. And what happened after the show, Dr. Hershon? How did you pull that together?
So I contacted Scott Bakula's publicist, Jay Schwartz, a few weeks earlier before we went to the show, and I asked him if I could bring our SPJ chapter to see The Connector and meet Bakula. I told him we were named SPJ's National Campus Chapter, and I wanted to reward the students who worked very hard to win that national honor, organizing all those newsroom tours and trips to shadow journalists that you mentioned before, Beatrice. And shout out to Jay, he was nice enough to say yes. So after the crowd left the theater, we stuck around in our seats, and Bakula spent about 20 minutes with us, very generous of his time, and Beatrice had the chance to ask him some questions.
That was incredible for me. As a former international student from Nigeria, I'm still learning about American pop culture. So standing there interviewing a famous actor who has been nominated for lots of Emmy Awards, and to have 8 minutes with him one-on-one was really amazing. I was curious about Bakula's own interaction with journalists as a celebrity who's done red carpet interviews and had his acting dissected by critics for decades.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been doing this for a lot of years, and I've known a lot of journalists, predominantly in my end of the business, though. that have, you know, started as assistants and became, you know, on E! Entertainment or whatever. I have friends. I know Joel McHale's a good friend of mine, and, you know, Talk Soup. I've known people and have relationships with people for years and years and years. I also have a relationship with critics, which is a completely different kind of a relationship, because we have to deal with that as performers all the time. So I know people in different areas. I don't know as many people that write for magazines or newspapers, but I'm in awe of all writers, that anybody that sits down and creates with a blank piece of paper. I honor them so much, and I honor that word when we get to speak it, whether it's on stage or in a film or on television. It's without that, we have nothing. So I don't take that lightly. A lot of people that come from a different part of, like, say, comedians and things, they have a looser relationship with writing because they write their own stuff and they ad lib and they go with the flow, what the audience, you know, kind of gives them. And I'm much more traditional in terms of, you know, it's on the page, and my job is to make it as good as I can possibly make it. And then if something doesn't work, then together, I hope, if I'm lucky, I get to collaborate with writers and we get to fix stuff and make it better.
So Bakula clearly has respect for journalists in general. And I think he understands the role of journalists and critics. Celebrities, including Bakula, often rely on the media to convey their stories and projects to the public. At the same time, journalists and critics depend on access to these public figures to create content that engages their readership, offering insight, critics, and updates that fuel public interest. So it's a dynamic relationship, and Bakula obviously respects that a lot.
It's interesting to think about how actors draw their inspiration from real life experiences. And of course, every celebrity has been covered by the press extensively. So now when Bakula is being a reporter, you know, actually on stage being a journalist, I guess it's a new experience. I don't know how many times he's played a journalist before, but to be able to kind of reflect on his own background and the times that he's been interviewed and he's read coverage of himself and probably not like some of the things that he's seen. And that's what's happening to some of the sources that are in the connector.
I, however, like his approach to how some of these critics write about him. He's not so, like, feeling like somebody who feels really bad about them. I feel like he just takes them as they are, and he tries to improve on whatever it is that's been written about him. At least that's what I got from speaking with him. And I also asked Bakula how he prepared to play a journalist in The Connector.
Well, I just read about everybody, all the old journalists, all the people that were involved with new journalism historically. I read a lot about magazine editors in the 90s. I did a lot of that kind of research, what was going on in the business, in magazine business in the 90s, what were happening when corporations were coming into the world that affected that. I have a lot of firsthand knowledge of that because in my business, I survived the transition of studios owning television shows and owning networks and owning movie studios, and then corporations coming in and taking all of the networks over and buying up all the studios. And that's changed my business dramatically. So I had a kind of a commonality there, but there's so much information out there about really from the beginning of new journalism into the 90s. And then with the advent of the internet, what happened to the world. So there was a lot.
So just to review what Bakula was talking about there, he mentioned new journalism. And for our listeners who might not be familiar, new journalism was a hybrid form of writing that emerged in the 1960s and the 1970s, combined the basic reporting techniques of newspapers, like interviewing, with the characteristics of fiction writing, like scene-by-scene construction and dialogue. The standard bearers of new journalism, some folks that our listeners may have heard of before, authors like Tom Wolfe, Truman Capote, Jimmy Breslin, Gates Lees, Hunter S. Thompson, Joan Didion, lots of writers that you've probably read in high school or college or should read if you haven't yet. So that was a major shift in American journalism.
And then Bakula was also discussing shift in the magazine industry in the 90s, the start of the digital disruption, when the rise of the internet took away readers and ad dollars from print media. That's an effect that's still playing out today. Lots of newspapers and magazines have cut their staff sizes and their coverage or have folded altogether.
And that's one of the reasons why The Connector, I believe, is so relevant, because we're still seeing that digital disruption and probably a lot of journalists who may feel pressure to get the big scoop, to beat other reporters and get an exclusive story so that they can maybe get all the clicks online, get more famous in an age when it's tougher and tougher to be a journalist, to get sources to open up to you when a lot of people don't trust the media anymore.
Obviously, the competition is very stiff. That I totally agree. So next, I asked Bakula about his character's strange behavior in The Connector. Now, at one point in the show, a reporter for the magazine writes an exclusive about a young mayor doing drugs, and the story is based entirely on an anonymous source. It's very suspicious, obviously. A fact checker insists on more sources, but the editor, that is Bakula's character, allows the story based on a single anonymous source to run. He is later burned by that decision. When I ask Bakula about this, he drew some comparisons between his character in The Connector, Conrad O'Brien, the editor of the magazine, and a similar character in the movie Shattered Glass, Chuck Lane, based on Stephen Glass's real-life editor at The New Republic, who discovered he was fabricating stories.
We're all human beings, and editors get taken in by charismatic writers, and writers that are, he was clearly a very gifted, talented writer. You've got an older gentleman who's kind of thinking about getting out of the business and phasing out. And this corporation fought him, and there's just a lot of business going on that he's not that happy about anymore. And here comes somebody that reminds him of himself. So he gets, and we do this as people. He kind of looked the other way for a lot of stuff, and he went with the talent, and the jazz of what Ethan kind of the flash. And wasn't as concerned about the substance. And he was distracted by many other things around him. No excuse. And he, like a lot of people, as you guys watched that movie, the editor at the end got to stay on. But he made a choice to, call it a day. And he made some bad decisions. And he decided to step away. So it's a little sadder kind of an ending. But I think it talks about his integrity. Because he was so committed to the truth and reporting do it the right way. And I think he was embarrassed and but his time is.
Yes, I totally agree with Bakula here, especially when he mentioned the word distraction. And I think both editors got carried away with the flair and personas of their star writers, that is Ethan and Stephen. I guess we can put it that way.
And we should point out here that the WPSBJ podcast released an episode last fall based on our discussion with Chuck Lane when we talked to him after hosting a screening of Shattered Glass. So after you're done listening to this conversation with Scott Bakula, go into our archives to the Chuck Lane episode we released on November 23rd, 2023. The themes in that movie, like The Connector, encourage audiences to reflect on journalists who deceive their readers and how that can affect public trust in the press in general.
Trust me, that episode is a must listen to. I really, really enjoyed that episode. And if you really want to enjoy this episode even better, you should just go back and listen to that episode. But moving forward, already there is so much distrust for the media. And I think that fact-checking is one of the major ways to help rebuild that trust. So our SPJ chapter went to The Connector to consider the themes in the show about the trust between editors and reporters, and the gaps in the editorial systems that sometimes allow errors or outright falsehoods to get through. This is one of the reasons I love the WPSBJ. It offers activities for us to think about journalism beyond the classroom, to more deeply reflect on the roles that reporters play in the society. So I asked Bakula, what are the lessons that we as young journalists can take away from The Connector?
Well, there's a lot. There's a lot from this show. You can find little segments everywhere. I think just having a conversation about the difference between truth and facts and integrity and having some personal integrity inside of you. So often in the world today, people are running around because the internet has given everybody anonymity, that sense of being responsible for what you say, what you print, what you put out there in the world. There's not often a little voice in the back of your head, call it conscience or whatever you want to call it, saying maybe you shouldn't do that, maybe you shouldn't say that, maybe. And I think this is just a reminder in a different way. Yeah, this is 1996, but it couldn't be more prevalent in the world that we live in today, that those kinds of things are so, so very important.
So Bakula was talking there about how journalism was in 1996. And I think it is different today because readers have lots of resources that can aid in fact-checking what they read or listen to. In the past, an average reader took everything hook, line, and sinker. It's even easier for journalists to lose the trust of readers now than ever before.
You know, but one thing we didn't talk about in the connector, they show a fact checker at the magazine who's been there for a very long time, and they call her a fact checking legend. And she catches on to the deception of this young reporter really early. A lot of magazines today do not employ fact checkers anymore. It's too expensive. They've been one of the first folks to get laid off in the newsroom. So a lot of editors now are tasked with trying to find out this, root out any sort of fabrication, deception on their own. And that's a lot to ask of people who are already kind of overwhelmed and have a lot on their plates.
Well, I totally agree with you, Dr. Hershen. It's very important for journalists to fact check whatever information they're putting out there. And well, that's it for this episode of the WPSPJ podcast. A big thank you to Jay Schwartz and Scott Bakula for this wonderful experience. I personally had a blast. It was amazing. I learned so much about journalism. I learned so much about honesty, truth, and the importance of why it is always good to verify and fact check any information before you put it out there as an individual or as a journalist. So I also encourage the next generation to join WPSPJ because you have no idea places that it will take you to and the fun you have while at it.
Yeah, thank you, Beatrice, for joining today to talk about this. I agree, it was a really fun experience. I'd want to take WPSPJ to a Broadway or off-Broadway show for a long time. And this was just the perfect one for us because it's all about journalism. Scott Bakula giving us his time just made this especially memorable. So thanks a lot for joining us today on the WPSPJ podcast.
Thanks for listening to the WPSPJ podcast. We'd love to hear from you on Instagram and Twitter at WPSPJ. Be sure to subscribe and rate our podcast on Apple. Until next time, we are SPJ.